The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is dedicated to the memory of Christopher Titchener, to his wife, Alita, and the NLCast baby. Chris was a fantastic person, co-host, guest host, father, and friend who passed 1 year ago today. I'm sure I can speak for all of us in the NLCast community in saying that our hearts and our prayers are with you, Alita, and the NLCast baby. So from John and me, the folks you said created your family, we want to say that we love you guys and that Chris will always be remembered here. Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
The volume of what came out of my body could have been measured on the Richter scale.
Hey, how you doing, podcast people? This is that story show where our priority, our only purpose, is to brighten your day with hilarious real-life stories. This is episode 263, brought to you the week of August 10th, 2018. I am your host. My name is James, and my good friend is here.
Hi, my name is John, and I secretly like the taste of sugar. It's not really a secret, actually. It's true.
Yeah, I think that's universal truth, actually. It's one of the few that everyone could agree on. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm so glad it is Friday, because it was the week from starting this week. I'm doing good, though. Other than that, it's great.
My kids start Wednesday. It's good, man. I got my desk. Thank you, all 12 people who did that. I'm going to mention real quick: Tammy, Charles, David, Robert, Ashley, Aaron, Tiffany, Nathan, Christian, Chris, Carrie, and Peter. You guys know who you are. I actually did a stop motion video of
really
building the whole thing and setting it up. And I'm going to put that together, send it to them first, and then release it in the NLCast community on Facebook. So it'll be pretty awesome. Before we get too far, what? Sorry?
I like that. I think that's cool. I can't wait to see it.
I like to give more than I receive, and I have to give a lot to outgive this one, because it is so organized and everything is so perfect. It is amazing. I can't wait to get it completely set up. I kind of just got it rigged for tonight. But still, even so, stress-free environment, it's amazing.
Is it like kind of like whenever you touch it, there's like a hum that comes off of it, like a wonderful angel singing?
I would say yes, except my microphone is strapped to it, and that would be a terrible, terrible sound to come through to the final listener. But I do feel, let me see, I'm rubbing my hands on it now. I'm trying to explain what it's like rubbing your hands on a brand new car's leather interior.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That's what
I've never had a brand new car with leather.
Can you imagine it though?
But it would, fine Corinthian leather.
Or you know, even a what do you call them? An armchair, a nice armchair, just brand new out of the package. Peel the plastic off and just.
And it smells kind of good, like it just came from the.
I don't know. Let me smell. I haven't smelled my desk. Hold on.
I smell everything.
It does smell. Hold on.
Describe it. Smell.
I'm trying to. It's very faint. Hold on. I have to smell something else. Okay, got some pit smell. Here we go.
Pit smell?
I had to reset my nose. Here's what it smells like. It smells like new shoes, new tennis shoes.
Oh, I love that smell.
I know. I almost said new shoelaces, but the tennis shoe smell is very faint. You can't smell it in the room, But when you put your nose right on it, what do you know? What do you know?
Nice.
Thrown in for free, I tell you. Just some extra love.
New desk smell.
Can't beat it.
I love it.
Let's rewind the week. Rewinding. All right, Rewind the Week, in case you don't know, is where we take a story from the last 7 days or so and we share it with you. I'm going to take the first one because I got the most ones. All mine are about my son.
Well, you know, he's noteworthy, that's for sure.
Well, he never gets talked about because Jenna is the one that's loud and obnoxious and has been since she was 2.5 years old and podcasted and, you know, all that good stuff. Jay's always my quiet one, but lately, recently, like in the last year or so, he has become the sharp-witted evil twin of me.
Is he turned into Other Dunder?
No, he doesn't have a mustache or anything. He's not hiding behind the mustache. Hiding behind the laundry.
I miss him.
We all do. But we're we've become twins. He knows how to get me. Like, he knows jokes and stuff. Not all of them are great, like mine, but he has got a great sense of humor. So here we go. Here's an example. I've got three updates and they're all about him. So me and my wife love to gross out the kids. And the best way to do that is by smooching each other right in front of them.
Yeah. My son James doesn't care when we do that either.
Oh, mine does.
He does. He doesn't like us when we do it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, both of them are like, oh, God. They pretend like they don't like it, but you know deep inside it's healing something, you know, inside their souls, because they're like, my parents love each other. There's a greatness of joy going on. You know, like in my daughter, I imagine that she's part of her eternal outlook on her future husband is being set into place. Like, he right. better love me half as much as he loves her, you know? And then right. my son is just like learning, okay, smooching your wife. That's one of the ways to keep, you know, a beautiful wife with an ugly man. Even though I think Jay's going to turn out a lot better looking than his daddy. So anyway, we're pecking. We're just pecking, but we're calling it making out. We're going to make out. And they're grossing
gross,
out.
Man.
Jay starts pushing us. Jay starts pushing us out of the kitchen. He's like, you guys need to go in another room. He doesn't know.
He said kid room.
In his way. He didn't know how to say that. So he's like, you need to go into another room. Plus, he says, you're not even doing it right. And we're like, what?
What?
He says, on TV, it looks like they're giving each other air.
Oh man, he's watching some bad TV.
He's talking about French kissing mouth to mouth, and I started laughing so hard. Oh my gosh, I'm laughing now. It's like, so he's like, yeah, you're not even doing it right. It's like, you're not giving each other air. He couldn't even imagine what's actually going on there. You know, he's so innocent. It was so great. And so the next time I went in for a real kiss to my wife, I blew air into her face.
That's wrong.
It was, she's like, what are you doing? Giving me air. She knows me. So
I'm not dying here, James.
Oh, just some carbon dioxide is all you need from your significant other to feel loved. Mm. It's not
Did I ever tell you about the time that I was giving my wife a kiss out on the front of the lawn
yes.
of my house?
Yes, you did. Share it.
Dude, it's so good because I just give her a little kiss, you know, no mouth to mouth air stuff. And we're outside the front of the house here. And this car drives by, and the guy driving it yells, I don't even know who he is. He yells, get a room. Like, what?
And I my whole house is behind me. Come on.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know, my wife and I have gotten to where when we go to dinner, just the two of us, we sit up at the bar like big kids, like big people. And I'll tell you why.
I didn't know McDonald's had a bar.
Yeah. they you sit up there and it's a little low and they keep asking to take your order, but it's nice. No, we went to Red Robin because Wednesday was my birthday. I turned 45. And we got a seat, and I just said, you know what, let's sit up there. Let's just do that. I mean, we're old enough and everything, and, yeah. And you know, and it's great because you get counter service, and you get to watch a guy make all, I mean, talented dude just working his butt off, making other people's stuff and drinks and things, and my glass was never empty. My soda was full, and that's the first time in American history that that has ever happened for anybody other than me. In life. And so I loved it.
That's the best place to be.
But the real reason I wanted to sit up there was because in all the restaurants, it is inappropriate to smooch. But at a bar, sitting at the bar, you can go over and give a little peck or two during dinner.
I want to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. Christians, sit at the bar.
You don't have to order anything from it.
No, not a bit. It's an experience. I like it. You get to sit really close cause you know, have you ever seen people at the restaurant and they're sitting next to each other in a booth?
And it's kind of awkward because there's nobody in front of them.
Yeah. And I understand what they're doing. They're like, I always sit across cause I like to see her, but sitting next to her, then you get to sit next to them. You know, this is the best of both worlds cause you eat kind of facing each other, but you still have anyway. It was great.
I like it. You have inspired me, my friend.
Do it.
I'll take a picture too, but my wife doesn't like to be in pictures, so we will just
don't
see
take a picture because if the AG finds out, you know.
You're... Good point. Thank you. I'll lose the credentials that I don't have.
Oh, okay.
I never took the test.
Oh, okay. I did. Just the first one though, so I don't have much to lose. All right. So why don't you give us your rewind.
Oh, okay. Well, this one comes to you straight from my own kids. We have a check-in system, as a lot of churches do.
Oh.
And we try
you meant your family.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I should rewind.
I'm
going to
talk about my
kids.
We have a check-in system, and I was like, I was really interested. I was just like...
Yeah, my house.
I was perking up. I'm like, do you have a... an app, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah, biometric scanner.
You have one of those clocks that the Weasleys had, that, you know, that points to all the children and where they're located. Anyway.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool. I don't have that. No, I should rewind a little. So because my life is where I work, what I meant to say is at church, we have this, we have this check-in station for the families when they come to check their kids in. And we try to maintain data integrity at all costs. You know, we want people's names to be accurate. We want birthdays to be correct. And we just want it to be right. I mean, that's kind of my thing. That's what I like to do. Well, somehow my son, my oldest son, my beloved, figured out how to get into the database and
add
notes and change names. And so he changed him and his brother's names. The other day, last Sunday, in fact, and printed out their badges, and they've been wearing them around and stuff. And I didn't know anything about it until the next day, Monday, when the youth pastor and the kids pastor were talking about these two new kids that they had with my last name.
Oh, no.
And so he's talking about it. And he said, yeah, they changed their names. And I was like, well, what did they change their names to? And my oldest, his new name is D's Nuts.
Oh my gosh!
My youngest name is now D's Butts. And so I found that out, and I was like, "That's hilarious!" But I can't.
But I'm horrified.
I'm horrified because my son was walking around with a name tag that says D's Butts Steinklubber on his shirt, and I don't know why. And so I had to address that that evening, you know, because, you know, you have to talk about it. But first I had to get all the laughs out.
Right.
And I know my son is, my oldest is listening. Johnny, you're not supposed to do this.
It's very evil. Evil.
Inappropriate.
Evil.
Really hilarious. But so we were sitting at the dinner table, and that's kind of where we have our discussions. So I bring up the subject. So I hear you guys changed your names, huh? And they get a little sheepish, and they're like, oh, yeah, Johnny's like, yeah, I did. We changed our names. And I said, well, what'd you change them to? these nuts and these butts. And I said, well, if you.
I love how your second kid. I'm sorry. I love how your second kid got the leftover name. It is,
yeah.
These butts. It rhymes and it's a private part. So
I think that he chose that.
Oh,
one
really? He wanted to match.
He did, but at the same time, he's a little bit like us in that he doesn't like to get in trouble.
Ah.
You know, even the thought of getting in trouble kind of worries him. Johnny's, you know, I don't care. You know, he'll just do that. But James is, he doesn't like getting in trouble. So I was telling him, I said, well, listen, I've contacted a lawyer so that you guys will have your names legally changed.
Oh my gosh.
And so you're both going to be named D. When I said, and that's kind of surprising because D is actually a girl's name in most situations. And I just kept rambling on about
it. And they didn't know.
And, well, Johnny's like, whatever. But I look over at James and he's got tears in his eyes. He's starting to cry. And he's holding his composure and stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness, I just made my son cry. I don't know what I'm going to do. And so he's crying. He's like, are you serious, Dad? And I felt so terrible. I had to get up from eating whatever it was. I give him a hug. I said, oh, I'm kidding, son. My poor children are going to grow up so confused. I don't know. So I'm sorry, son. You know, I'm not going to do that. But seriously, don't change your name in the system again because it's not good. It's inappropriate. So that was... I thank my sons for giving me the weekly update that I have this week because it was quite nice.
I have a comment, and since I know your son is listening, the baddest of the two in that situation is listening.
The instigator.
It is so unfair that he's able to roll it off, that, you know, the things you are saying. And the poor little guy who was just like, I just want to be a butt because that way I won't get beaten as much as you will. He's the one over there thinking his whole life is about to change and Butts is going to be his real name. D Butts.
These Butts.
These Butts. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. They watch way too much YouTube and
we're
going to have to fix something here.
Uh-huh.
Poor James.
So messed up. I've made Jay cry so many times on accident.
It's like a rite of passage.
He's a sensitive kid. And I'll just say something and his face will just get serious. And I'm like, holy crap. I've already crossed the threshold. He has taken this way more seriously than I meant for him to. And it happened today. He comes in and I'm just scrambling, trying to get everything together. Is when his sister goes to practice, usually we'll play some Castle Crashers on Xbox, you know? And he comes in and he's asking, and I'm like, you are not coming in here today of all days and bugging me about playing some video game. And I'm saying it like that, you know, kind of, and he just sobers up and his face kind of drops. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I was just kidding.
I'm afraid of what that one's going to turn out like. Johnny's going to be like not taking anything seriously from me ever.
Right.
But James still does a little bit, and I'm a little concerned.
Well, eventually he'll become jaded, and he won't believe in anything at all.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm turning my children away from the faith.
Yes, that too. So my second one, Jay. Just an example of his goofiness. We're at Six Flags. We're getting out of the truck. We're all walking directly at the front entrance that all of us know about. But Jay, we turn around, Jay's gone. And we're like, Jay. And in about five cars down, he comes popping out and he's running toward us. And we're like, why did you do that? And he goes, I don't know. I'm Jay.
I don't know.
He's associated goofiness with his own name. See, I'm Jay. That's the only excuse I have. So I love that one.
That's good. That's good. I think our son, our sons, our youngest would be pretty good.
Similar. How old is he?
He'll be 9 in October.
Okay. Mine just turned 10 in February.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was going to say 5. I think because in my mind, he's still 5.
That's how old Other Dunder is.
He's withered and dusty from all of the lint filter stuff behind the dryer. He followed us from Florida, and he just ages slower. It's crazy. All right. Okay. One more example from Jay. I don't know if you have another one.
No.
Okay.
It was a crazy week. I no.
No. No.
I could make something up, but it wouldn't be good.
No. That's fine. last time that happened, a meme was born. Turned into a bat and flew away.
I was thinking about that today. I don't even know how that happened.
I know. I can't find it. I can't find the clip. I was going to work it into the thing for you, and I couldn't find it. So I put the thing about the explosion that came out of your body deal in
there. That was a good one too, by the way.
So we're sitting at Culver's, one of my favorite places to eat.
Yes.
And I sit on the inside of the booth because the kids are up and down constantly. I don't like getting in and out. Mm. And so that means I have to beg the children to go get drinks. Now, when they were younger, they loved it because it was a chance to go do something the big people do, you know, go work the soda machine. Now it's a chore because they're older and they're wise to me. But so I'm like, Jay, if you will go give me a drink, I will give you $1.
What?
$1.
$1.
So he jumps up and he grabs the cup and he runs toward the soda machine. You know, doll hair. Yeah.
I'm going to give you doll hair.
I don't know if everybody knows about that joke, but
I don't. That's first I heard it.
Really? You've never been done that way? Yeah.
No.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to get it on James tomorrow.
Just mess with him some more.
Hey, man, some doll hair?
You want to earn a dollar? So anyway, we're all making jokes at Jay's expense, talking about how goofy he is and how, gullible he is. And he comes, this is Jay. And Jay's so gullible. He's so young. He doesn't know anything. He comes running back. He throws my drink down in front of me and says, when you get home, you owe me one Annabelle hair.
Oh, he's awesome. One Annabelle hair.
He knew. He figured it out. He's not stupid in that he impressed me.
Do you think he's like getting the drink and it like clicked in his mind? He's like, oh, I'm not going to let this get me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to dad and I'm going to say this.
I really think that's what it was. He's thinking like a little evil comic genius now.
Man.
So in true comic genius fashion, he follows up that night. It's almost bedtime and he's coming in to say goodnight and he's literally pulled one of Annabelle's hairs out and he's like, I went in and got my Annabelle hair, so we're even. We're good. Good night.
Who's Annabelle?
Oh,
I'm thinking a scary doll.
Yeah, I made one. Oh. I mentioned this a couple shows ago.
Yeah. You left it in the church.
Well, it's at our house now. It followed us home.
Oh.
And
nice.
Sometimes it's standing outside the bathroom and the kids come out.
Yes.
Because I have these stuffed buzzes years ago I wanted to display them. So I bought those stands that you use for like, those dolls, you know, with the China faces.
Dolls has got the little clasp in it.
Yeah. Around their waist or whatever. So it's perfect.
Oh my goodness.
And I put Annabelle down there in front of the door and I put some towels around her feet so you couldn't see what was holding her up. And my daughter, and then I turn the lights off in the hallway. So my daughter's in there and I'm just waiting. She you can hear her. She goes to crack the door open, shuts off the light because that's, you know, what you do. And you kind of just see her looking out and like, why is the light off? So she reaches back in, turns on the light, turns around and Annabelle's there. And she just goes, she's not a huge reactor. She doesn't like freak out and fall on the floor or anything. She doesn't scream. She just makes that noise.
That's the same sound David made in the Flashlight House, right?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, his. Yeah, it was. It was very similar to that. It was just a deeper tone. But yeah, she's not even fun to scare. But that was pretty good because in her eyes, she turned to a dark hallway. She turned on the light, turned back around. The freaking doll standing there magically. So it was straight out of a spooky movie. So
well done, James. I'm going to give you 10 points for that.
So listeners, you can take a little quiz or actually just send us your thoughts on our parenting styles. And my daughter, Jenna, my son, Jay, his children, James and Johnny, and figure out, you know, do a little prediction on what kind of people they're going to grow up to be.
Yeah.
Give us some warning.
If you know a good therapist, send them my name.
Yeah. We deserve, we don't deserve, we would appreciate your input. Okay. So we kind of have a theme today. It was an accidental thing, but I was going through the old, the archives, and I was trying to find some stuff that had been submitted earlier, even before the show had been put out, because I feel like I owe those folks. And it turned out the type of person that was still giving us the most email were kids. So I'm talking people between 9, 13, 14 years old. And so I pulled all of those in and I've put them together. And so today is kind of a theme show. The rewind was about my kids and John's kids and,
nice.
You know, so I'm going to, tell the featured story now, and it is going to have to do with my kids as well.
Let me tell y'all a story.
I cannot tell you how much credit that right there has gotten me with my daughter. When we're listening to the show in the car, she puts her hands up and starts grooving to it.
And, that's awesome.
Oh, she's like, I can't get that out of my head. It's so good.
Who's the little girl? What's that let me tell you a story clip from?
I got it off YouTube. It's just some random person doing some poetry. And I figured, what? The way YouTubers are about fair use, this is the perfect place for me to snatch sound clips from, because what are they going to say? You know, hey, you can't use my stuff. Yeah, I can. It's a brand new work now, you know, it's great. So
that's right.
Let me tell you our story.
Use? Oh, please give me credit for my voice.
Yeah. It's a girl on YouTube. Oh, celebrate. All right. So this story is fairly brief, but it's called Shirtless at Subway. Okay. And it's by James Kennison. He's a very talented guy. Yeah, you ought to hear him tell a story sometime.
Was he scared?
No, he was not scared shirtless.
I didn't know you pick up on that. Sorry. I just made myself laugh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, speaking of laughing, let me address something real quick, John. Something that we should probably deal with off air. But when I play the opening theme song,
yes,
there is some extra noise every time when your voice starts going through the theme, you know, through the opening song about the noise that came out of you, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
I hear noises that I did not put in there, and it is the sound of you laughing.
I'm sorry. I forget about that little toot every time.
So I'm not making up. I'm not just hearing things. You're actually snickering over there.
I was away from the microphone that time, when you played it. And I was down near my computer because I stand up when I podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I heard that little and it made me laugh. It was just so unexpected. And I forget about it every time. I'll try to remember that. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That messes up the intro. My apologies to the world.
Just I used to mute Skype through the intro for exactly that kind of reason, in case you needed to cough or clear your, you know, whatever, or fart or whatever you needed to do. And also it would keep that part clean, from extra sounds. But, I think I enjoy hearing you crack up every single time. So
I seriously forget about it because the song stops and then there's this,
it's not at the end. It's right at the end, but it's not the last thing. So,
okay.
I added a baby laughing too. So
I don't even hear that cause I'm laughing.
Oh, true. True. All right. So here's my story. It's called Shirtless at Subway.
Okay.
When I was 44, long time ago, I take my kids out to eat a lot more than I probably should. And it's because My wife was working late, and I don't cook. And so, you know, most of the time we have what we call scrounge nights.
Right.
Where you just dig around for food, and if you eat, if you find some, you get to eat. Yeah. I tried to cook. I really did. When Jen and I first switched roles and I started coming out of my depression, I tried to cook a chicken. And chickens are really weird because they can look really great on the outside and they can still have blood on them on the inside, as I right. found out. Crispy.
It's weird.
And weird, yes. So I don't do that. I take them out. So they, for some reason, love Subway. Love it. Love it more than any other place, which is so weird coming from me. I hate Subway.
It's not a great place.
I just don't like, I mean, the sandwiches are okay, but when I think about eating out, I'm not like, oh yeah, let's go Subway. I'm like, I want Five Guys. I want something that has ice cream.
Chipotle. CC's.
Yeah. I've grown to love Chipotle because of their quesadillas.
Yes.
Whereas my daughter says, to make my wife mad, quesadillas.
Quesadillas. I'm going to give her a high five in the car when she's listening to this. Make sure she gets that high five.
All right. All right. There it is. Awesome. Right. 1, 2, 3. All right. Boom. Good. So anyway, all that to say that when I told the kids that night that we were going out to Subway, they were so excited.
Oh.
So I'd been lounging around the house all day. So I went upstairs. It was still cold out that time of year. So I put my shoes on, socks on, jacket on, and we headed out. We order our food. You know, I'd chat with the lady man behind the counter. I don't remember if it was one or the other, not that it was both. And we sit down, and I stand up to take my jacket off and put it on the back of the chair. And my kids are just staring at me wide-eyed.
No way.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, Dad, you don't have a shirt on.
No way.
I'm like, no freaking way. No, I can way. Feel my shirt. You know, I'm thinking this as I'm looking down at my belly.
No way.
Thankfully, I do wear an undershirt, my friends. And so, although I technically was shirtless at Subway, I did have on my undershirt, but still, it was like being pointed out and you look down and have no pants on, you know?
You're in your underwear.
It's my underwear for my top half, for my masculoids. I don't know what to, call my pectorals. What do you want to... Do we have a cute name?
Masculoids is good.
Masculoids.
I like masculoids. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Well,
that's a good word. I think it should be in the dictionary.
Doctor, I've got a pain in my masculoid up here.
Because I'm a fat guy, right? I look like, without a shirt on, I look like a bunch of flesh-colored bean bags glued together with hot glue, okay? That's me. I wear a tight fitting undershirt so that it feels like, you know, skin. And then I wear a loose fitting top on top so that nobody else has to see that I actually look like the chubby baby I was when I was first born.
You got to keep your masculoids in place.
Got to keep the masculoids in place. So I'm standing there in my t-shirt, no shirt on at all, jacket down there on the back of the chair, and all of my shape, my wonderful layers and folds and my masculoids that kind of trail off somewhere underneath my arms, kind of like a sumo wrestler. They just have kind of extended back there. It's like having a double armpit. You know, I have to dab a little. I'm just kidding. It ain't that bad yet. You got to smile.
It goes all the way around.
That's right. It says, So yeah, I'm on full display and I am embarrassed. I never get embarrassed ever. What? I can count on one hand how many times I've been embarrassed in my whole life. And my kids, the way they looked at me and the way they broke into laughter as soon as I looked down and finally believed them. Cause I look at them like they're crazy for a second. And I look down and there I am. I can see my belly button shadow through my dang t-shirt. I can see my masculoid tidbits through my shirt. I don't know.
Masculoid.
I used
tidbits
to be better at making little subtle.
Was it cold?
It was colder than it would have been. So
your masculoid tidbits were speaking out.
They should have warned me. But so they're laughing, and I have to sit down. Or no, I have to put my jacket on, which was too warm, and sit there and eat in my jacket. So the closing, the after image of this story is nowadays, I cannot come down out of the bedroom without having a t-shirt on top of my daggum undershirt. Because if I do, if anyone in the family sees me with an undershirt on, they're going to say, are we going to Subway?
Oh, no.
Hey, Dad. That's the best. Hey, Dad, we going to Subway? My wife. Hey.
No.
Hey, James.
This dude.
I'm getting ready for bed to take off my overshirt. Oh, we're going to Subway real quick?
Oh, no. Your household has its own meme.
I just want to murder him.
Oh, what?
Nothing.
You just angered the masculoids. The masculoid tidbits are about to get you at Subway.
So yeah, it's an old joke now. It is old as crap, and they love it.
It can't still be that old. It's only a year. You did it this when you were 44.
Yeah, it's just been in the last 8 months or so. But
when
they
it was still cold.
They still. It's old to me. It's as old as the joke my wife does about my people. Have I ever shared that one? It's not long. It's just that
your people.
My people. I have a Native American heritage. Grandmother was half Seminole. Okay. So my mother is a quarter and I would be an eighth. And at that point, the whiteness has definitely won. Just like in American history, unfortunately, the whiteness won and beat down the red man. Okay. Not a great analogy, but you get the point.
Right.
Therefore, I mean, it even came up at college. They're like, hey, we got money for college for guys like you. I'm like, dude, no, I just, my pride would not let me, because I'm like, there's real guys that have grown up on a dang reservation and they need that money. I'm a white dude. Unfortunately, I love that I have a tickle of a heritage. It tickles my masculoids.
It tickles your masculoids.
So,
which is a Native American
term. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's you get your masculoids when you turn 12 and a half. And anyway,
yes.
Yeah. So anyway, Seminole, and I'm, so my wife knows this about me, that I don't want to diss that culture by still claiming to be a part of it, because I'm not, I've never done anything, but cause you know how white people do that. They're like, oh, I'm one third, Cherokee.
Right. Cause they have to have this identity with.
Yeah. Cause white people don't have, they don't have a culture. We're just, some do, recent immigrants, and, there's Italian families and Jewish families and Irish, but people like me, just average Joe that, the best thing they ever hoped to do was milk cows or shovel stuff their whole life. Those guys, us guys, we have no culture. We just have a heritage. We do have that. So, yeah, they're always trying to claim that stuff. So I never want to be that guy and accidentally run into somebody who is Seminole, and they're just like, I've never seen you at the family reunions,
Right.
Like,
I don't know you.
My best friend was Seminole in high school. So all that to say.
Get me a latte.
Oh, gosh. All that to say that whenever something remotely Native American comes on television or shows up in an ad or anything, she will turn to me, my wife, and she will say, can you tell me what that means? And I'm like, what? What? Because of your people. Your people.
You, oh my gosh.
You know these things because of your people. And she'll
you
do that.
You explained Dances with Wolves to her, didn't you?
Oh,
because they're your people.
Yeah, they're your people. And that has Jeez. Gotten old to the point. I never let anything get to me, especially them, because they would know my weaknesses. But right. it's gotten so old that I'm like, I started doing it myself just so oh, just so that it would take the fun out of it, you know, for
ease
them.
Ease the pain, yeah.
Oh, very angering me. And
so
and
white t-shirts
like,
are Subway bound and your people are
my people. Yeah.
Don't watch Bonanza.
That's right. It's like, oh, I wish I could think of a good example, but, yeah, I'll just be like, yeah, my people, I'll do it quick so that she can't even say it. Cause I'll see where she's going, but I'm going to tell you what, the Subway thing gets yeah. me every time. I never see it coming. I never remember when I'm wearing a, like I'll be downstairs working and I'll take off my outer shirt because I'm sweating a little bit and I'll forget and go upstairs. Oh, we're going to Subway.
Hey, I got an idea.
Okay.
On all of your white t-shirts, print on them and say, my people eat at Subway. And then you can wear that and it'll just totally deflate all of their jokes.
Or just even just, we're not going to Subway.
Yeah, just that's a good one too. That one works. That one works or just get all black undershirts instead of white t-shirts.
Yeah, or quit wearing undershirts and then show up actually shirtless. No all of these are bad ideas.
No service, sir.
But my people are used to service. Yeah, I can't even remember, but if it's in a movie or whatever, she's like, what did he just say? And I'm like, what? Mm. What? Well, you should know because of your people, you know. And I'm,
you should have a response ready. He said the buffalo jumps over the well twice or something weird like that.
I've had my fun, but yeah. All right. Time for some listener stories. We got a brand new song for that.
Listen. I have been listening. The story you told me is incredible. It's amazing.
I love it.
Awesome.
I love it.
All right. So I think I sent you a couple three.
You sent me a couple three.
The first one is called Bad Beans. Did I give you that one?
Yep. I got Bad Beans.
Read it up.
Baby's got bad beans. There's something in my gene. I'm stopping the song now while I pick up my laptop so I can read you this delightful story sent to us from Ella, aged 11.
There you go.
Called Bad Beans. It goes like this. I have a little neighbor who is 5. Now, I'm guessing if Ella is actually writing this as an 11-year-old, this neighbor must be really small. But she's got a little neighbor who is 5. She came over one day with a fistful of cash, asking for beans for her mom.
Sounds my like sister, a fairy tale. Sorry.
It does. She had the cash already. She wanted the beans.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She's going to trade the cash for the beans instead of the beans for the cash. Yeah. Okay. Because that's kind of how the story goes, except exactly. It's a cow instead of cash. She wants beans. So my sister answered the door and heard green beans. My mom had just come home from the grocery store, so I assumed that she brought some extra for them. We handed her a small bag of green beans, and she gave us about $10.
Whoa.
He said, my mom thought those were some big and green vanilla beans. She's making a dessert. What? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me back up because I think I messed the story up. I apologize. Why is it? So we handed the small bag of green beans, and she gave us about $10.
Yeah.
Those must be some really nice and expensive green beans. A few minutes later, she and her older brother came back with the green beans. She meant vanilla beans, he said. My mom thought those were some pretty big and green vanilla beans. She's making a dessert. Thanks for reading, and I hope you tell the story on the next show. We did. Thank you for the story. I like comedy and listening to it, but most comedy has bad words and stuff that kids can't relate to. This show is funny and clean. Please keep making podcasts and episodes. Well, Ella, this one is for you. Thank you for the great story. Sorry I messed it up.
Does it count? Does clean? Are we clean anymore, John? When I'm describing myself,
I'm not sure.
Yeah. When I'm describing myself as flesh colored beanie baby glued together with
that's funny, man.
Glue? I don't know. Does that put mental images in your brain that you shouldn't have? I don't know.
Well, a flesh colored beanie babies, yeah. But I didn't imagine you without a shirt. If that's
okay, what I got gotcha. Thinking. All right, so this one's from. It's from Ben. Ben, I actually met Ben and his family. They came to Florida and came through St. Pete, and we got to eat together. So it was really cool. Young guy. Cool. So he says, "Hello, this is Ben. I've listened to all your shows. It's because of you that I've started to practice my English. I cool. think I think he's practice. He speaks English. He's an English speaker. I think he means he's working on his." His vocals, his speaking pattern. Okay. So I want to say you've helped me in my life. Being able to meet you was on my bucket list. Thankful that part came true. I have That's one awesome. Last thing. It's a story. Hopefully it's not your last thing, buddy. You talked about yeah. bucket lists, and then you said you had one last thing, and it was the story.
We need to make a longer list, my yeah, friend.
Yeah, you still need to be alive. I'm just saying. Okay, so it was on a family canoe trip. I slept in a tent. Oh, wait. This is homeschool. Definitely homeschool.
So where does your son go to school?
Oh, he's homeschool.
Oh. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's awesome.
So he says, I was on a family canoe trip in a tent. I slept in a tent. My parents slept at a camper. My brother slept in the cabin. It's a little unfair what? Here.
That's a lot unfair.
Yeah. P.S. This took place at an old family camp. So Shaggy and Scooby were sneaking around, basically. So.
Like, whoa, man. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, Scoob. You're sorry, but.
I can't stop, man. I can't.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, we're terrible. All right. So he slept in a tent at an old family camp. So one night it was windy and I thought, I'm not going to sleep in this. At that time, my brother goes to my pastor and asks if they can go shake my tent. And he says, yes, the pastor is there. Pastor's cool.
Pastoral permission to shake somebody's tent?
That's why the name of this story is called Pastor Plays Too Much. I forgot to mention that. So he goes and shakes the tent. He says, yes, you can do it. And then a friend of ours begins a noisemaker and puts it behind my tent. So the noisemaker is making animal noises and the tent is being shaken. Well, needless to say, they came in the next morning and my pastor knows how I slept and, or he wants to know how I slept.
How'd you sleep, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I wore a tie all night.
and a jacket.
And a coat. Yes.
Anyway, so he wants to.
And gold wire rimmed glasses.
Blessed God.
Amen.
Both. He says, I keep losing my spot. He says, how'd you sleep last night, young man? And the kid says, I slept good. It was a little windy, so I actually went in the camper with my folks. Pastor's face drops and says, you mean you weren't in the tent at all? And I said, no, I says, what did you do? What was your plan? And he says, me, I didn't do anything. Oh, wait, I did nothing. I spent the night in prayer. so you mean you weren't in the tent? I did nothing, but your brother and a friend, I did do something to you and I know how to get them back, said Pastor. Nobody seems to be aware that Pastor is the one pulling the puppet strings here.
He's the instigator.
He is. He's not getting his hands dirty, but he's definitely plays too much. So
he says, I plays too much.
Plays too much and prays too much. He says, I know how to get him back. So my pastor and my youth pastor both grab a cup of cold water, and I take both cups and splash it on both of their faces.
Waterboarding?
Yeah,
that's why you get them back?
That's it. It's the worst. Goodness. It's the worst way. They came back 10 minutes after that. Took them 10 minutes to recover, see, I guess.
Good night.
And he said, what did you do that for? I told him. I said, I wasn't in the tent, but you guys tried to play a trick on me. And he says, so I told him the truth. So I don't write them. I read them. So here we go. He says, I'm so sorry that the show is done. Well, this was written obviously while the show was done, but since I never put in a story, I thought one last chance. Your faithful listener always will be Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Yes.
I just want to know one thing.
Okay.
Did he get the information out of them that he was going for?
I don't know. I think he read their, you know, would have told them, you know, like, I know what you did last summer.
I know.
And they would be like, oh, and pastor behind the scenes and his youth pastor in pocket, you know, just like next to him, his little daredevil sidekick. They're like, what can we do next? The brothers are living in the cabin.
Let's go pray, my friend.
Yes. Let us plan our next adventure. So hopefully your pastor talked to you about not killing yourself, because that's what it sounds like you're doing. It's like a last will and testament. Hey, it's
Ben. Make a longer bucket list.
Yeah.
Please.
Put some more stuff on there, bro.
Yeah. I mean, meet me. I haven't met you yet, so I would love to.
All right. What do you got next? What's your next slide?
Well, this comes to us all the way from, Savannah. No, I'm sorry. The girl's name, or the person's name, I don't want to assume. Savannah from Washington. So this is, I don't know if it's Washington, D.C. or the state, but here we go.
And that's a girl's
Savannah
name.
Savannah from Washington.
Right.
Okay. It is a girl's name, but I don't know. All right. It says, and the name of the story is Soggy Peanuts. Dear That Story Show, I have listened to your show about half a year, and this is my first story I've sent in. When I was about 8 years old, my mom and I were leaving a wedding, and the party favors were peanuts. I love peanuts. Maybe she's actually from Georgia. I don't know. I love peanuts, but not for the reason you would think. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I like to suck all the salt off the outside and the inside of the peanuts.
What?
Well, a few days later, my old soggy peanuts, which I had put back in the party favor bag, were sitting on the coffee table.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I'm getting a knot in my throat thinking about this. I haven't read this yet. So the party favor bag was sitting in the coffee table with the plain, now not salty, soggy. In the living room there they were when my mom and her friends sat down on the couch, grabbed the party favor bag, and popped a few peanuts in their mouth.
Why not?
They kept saying they tasted a little off, but not until about 5 minutes later when they asked me if something was different with the peanuts that I told them I had sucked on them.
So you
they
sat there
to spit them out.
You sat there and you watched them eat your peanuts?
He was only 8 years old.
My kid's 10. And when he was 8, he was smarter than that. This is an evil Savannah.
Evil Savannah. They proceeded to spit them out with a look of disgust on their faces.
Thank you.
Okay, now she's 13 years old. And my mom continues to tell this story to whom all will listen. Thanks for reading. And Savannah, thank you. You keep on enjoying those peanuts and setting them out on the table. She's the kind of person that eats all the chocolate off the peanut M&Ms too, I bet you.
I have 2 points to make. One would be, I know why her mom continues to tell the story, not because it's funny, but because she's trying to get someone to get Savannah some help. Secondly, Savannah,
efficiency.
Sweetie, if you're still doing this peanut sucking thing, at least bring a small container of salt and resalt those jokers for the next person.
Yeah, while they're still wet.
Both the outside and the inside, whatever that meant. I don't even want to know. I just want to move on to the next story.
Splits them open with her teeth and make sure that there's no salt left on those peanuts whatsoever.
Sometimes I try to think of other stories that have happened in my life that would be similar to that, having eaten something after someone else. But I don't have any. I don't have anything that I have eaten, spat out, and then had someone else ingest. Do you?
I did some camp stuff where I regret, but yeah, there's some chewed up pizza that I had to consume.
Youth camp.
It makes me sick thinking about it.
Yeah, let's move on. Oops, it's time to take my crazy pills. What was I saying? There was a small situation at a children's church one time. It wasn't my children's church. It was a friend of mine's, but they were three kids blindfolded in front of three pans of Jell-O. I may have told this on the story long ago on the story show.
I don't recall.
But it's a very quick story. They were all eating as fast as they could. And one girl to the right, she ate too much and kind of coughed, sneezed, hiccuped something. Ooh. And a big glob of green, you know, Jell-O comes out of her nose and falls into the Jell-O. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I've never had Jell-O go through my nasal cavity, but this girl did. So they took her off to the side. And, you know, there's these kids and they're on a team and they have to finish. And so the girl in the middle, she's done. She lifts her blindfold and sees her teammate has not yet finished hers. And she starts going at it, man, before anybody could even get there. And they do stop her. But she had eaten at least half that pan of green Jell-O.
Savannah would have liked it because it was saltier, but...
Salt.
Green Jell-O. What kind of game? Who comes up with those games?
Children's pastors, man. We're crazy people, dude.
We are the worst.
We're bad. I'll tell you the worst part was when I went from being a youth pastor to a children's pastor, I started bringing some of my games from youth group, you know? And in youth group, your goal with most games is to make somebody throw up.
Yeah.
I
got the chum bucket right there.
I brought some games over, and on my first Sunday, I realized that kids don't throw up. They don't quit. They don't laugh it off. They cry. They cry. I made kids cry my first Sunday, and I was like, okay, we're doing a different kind of game from now on.
We're going to play that game where we all hold hands and just sing a song, and loudest one is the winner.
Well, in youth group, you can shove your mouth full of marshmallows and say chubby bunny. Of course, they've outlawed that now. But it's because people brought it to children's church, and you know, some poor kid inhaled one and died. Probably.
Is that for real?
No. Always say it, but it could. Yeah. It could happen. I don't think it killed anybody. All right. I got one called PG-13 stuff. So.
Okay.
Hide your kids and hide your wife.
Okay. I'll close my ears.
So I was on the bus. Remember, this is from a kid. So I was on a bus to a choir field trip. That was in parentheses. This is this.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
Well, she probably just doesn't like me because she just doesn't like me. That's probably the whole reason.
But
I don't know, man. Is this the most interesting story you heard in a while?
That is the longest one, but it's my favorite.
Totally. What is that? Now, what? I don't know because it didn't have a trailer name. What was that for?
Oh, that was middle school drama. Yeah.
Okay.
This is that's definition perfect of it. So I was on the bus, parentheses, to a choir field trip, in parentheses, is a secret. So that's why I had to read it that way. And my friend sang the first thing that came to mind. Drum roll. No, it's a secret. It's in parentheses. Drum roll. So the first thing that came to mind for my friend was Sorry by Justin Bieber. So as the PG-13 stuff started, quote unquote, to my friends stopped singing and I was just going, and it was so pitchy that I don't know what that word is. She says it was so pitchy that as soon as we got to the destination, my teacher pulled me aside, told me I might need to sit out for the whole trip. Angela, bad girl singing the PG-13 parts of the Justin Bieber Sorry song. Okay, so I wasn't familiar with the Justin Bieber Sorry song.
Okay, good, because I'm not either.
Okay.
I'm sure I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, I watched or listened to it on the YouTubes, and I realized I actually did know that song. I just didn't know that he sang it. I didn't like the song. But there's this part, you know, he's singing, and he's like, you know, I'm sorry, something, something. I like you more or less. I don't know the lyrics, but I love you for more than just your body. So I assume that is the PG-13 part. I would consider that a hard PG, but not quite a PG-13. I think my Masculoids comment was more PG-13 than I like you more definitely. I miss more than just your body.
Masculoids.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why they got the middle school drama blip there. But yeah.
Is it, I got to ask, is it post Bieber puberty or is it pre?
I would say post because.
Okay. His voice is a little deeper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still Bieber though. But
I mean, he's still got kind of a high voice, but
the part that would have been sung out loud was the part I was interested in. So I'm imagining everybody, you know, it's way too late to say sorry. And everybody's harmonizing because I miss more than just your body.
It was a little pitchy.
A little pitchy. Yep. Sorry. A little pitchy right there.
Now I've got that song in my head. Thanks. Because now I know what it is.
Yes. Now you know what it is. I'm going to look up the word pitchy real quick.
Pitchy. It just means that you're a little bit out of tune, kind of.
Full or abounding in pitch.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a pretty big word for middle school.
Dang. It's a choir trip. I mean, a field trip. So for a choir. Mm. So that's their lingo, apparently.
It's a little pitchy.
It's a little pitchy. Well, see.
There's a movie where somebody says that. I'm trying to think of what it was.
Pitch Perfect, pitchy? Maybe, or something? I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen that one, but probably.
I have a story similar to that, and it was in the, I know I've told this one on the show before. But I'm 45 now. I'm old, and that's what we do.
Stay off my lawn.
I was in middle school, appropriately, and on a bus, and I decided that I was going to start cussing to be cool. And I had never cussed before. Didn't really know how. I'd been homeschooled for a couple of years, and I'm thrown back into the mix, and I'm hearing these words, and I'm like, okay, everybody does this except for me. So, everybody's talking and, you know, we're on the bus. So the noise kind of will rise as kids try to overtalk each other. And then it just kind of subsides and it's just a natural thing. And I'm talking to somebody and I'm just like, beep. And as soon as I say my word, everything on the bus, just naturally, nobody did this on purpose, but every single child aligned in their breathtaking. And they breathed in and paused. Everyone on the bus was in breath sync except for me. And my word rang across the bus to the front. It bounced off that rear view mirror that they look up at you at and hit the bus driver right in the earbuds. Mm. And she looked up at me and she said, you. And I cried. Yep. I began to weep because I hate getting in trouble.
Oh, and you did.
Oh, my gosh. I got in trouble for saying a bad word. I didn't even probably use it properly, but everybody's looking at me as if I'm the only one that has ever sworn in the history of that middle school. Shame on you, James. Shame on you. Just because nobody could hear them.
But anyway. You. She said she didn't even use your name. She just said you.
She said you. She knew my name. She knew my name. It was the same bus driver that that pulled me back on the bus after I chased that guy off. The one I won, I think, is the episode. Oh, right. The one I tell everybody I won, but I really got beat the crap out of by a guy with a padlock. But anyway. Yeah. Go back and listen. It's great. But
I remember the name of the title, but I don't remember the story. I thought that was the one with the Coke can that you smashed on.
Oh, maybe it was. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, man, I think that you're right. So I don't know. Maybe I've never told that story, but I thought I did. The
well, now you're gonna have to look and check and see, and then tell it again.
Somebody knows. Somebody out there knows the truth. So yeah, so I understand what you're going through, Angela. My thoughts and prayers are with you. Okay, John, what you got, buddy?
I have another one, and apparently it seems we have spawned some life hack supporters here.
Oh, just a heads up. That is the same person as last time.
Okay.
Her name is Hannah. She's trying to disguise herself
by calling herself Mom of Boys.
Mom of Boys.
Mom of Boys.
But we know who you are, homeschool right, Hannah. All
right. You can't hide from us because we have the internet.
That's right.
And your email address. So here you go. Mommy Life Hack. Now, this is titled Mommy Life Hack number 3.
Yeah.
Is that because number 2 was taken in the last?
Well, I think she did 2 life hacks.
It was number
2. Yeah. Oh. She did a number 1 life hack which happened to be about number 1, and a number 2 life hack which was about number 2. Let's see how she does with number 3.
Okay. Well, here we go. I haven't read this one yet again either, so I hope I don't mess it up. On the way back to work today, I was eating a chicken biscuit and drinking sweet tea.
Oh, where did that come from, homeschool mom?
I bet you it came from Chick-fil-A, where the Jesus chicken comes from.
That's right.
Eating chicken biscuit and sweet tea. Well, something was wrong with my cup because when I picked it up, the lid popped off and half of it spilled down the side of my seat.
Oh.
In parentheses, the part between the center console and the driver's seat.
Okay, thanks.
We're supposed to whisper that.
Yeah. Okay?
I was just about to get on the on-ramp. So I pulled off on the side of the road and frantically scooped ice out of my car. I realized I had nothing with which to soak up the puddles of tea.
Ew,
I pulled my baby wipe.
Sorry. Sounds weird.
What?
Puddles of tea.
Puddles. Tea puddles.
Puddles of tea. I don't know why that's affecting me, but it is.
Puddle
here.
Tea.
Let's just pause the story for a second. Earlier, I was talking to some folks about AMSR or ACE. You ever heard of that?
Yes, it's the audio sensory.
Yeah,
something or other.
It's supposed to make give you chills or something, and
back of your neck.
And some people do it online where have these special microphones. And to me, it's all very, very weird and
it
creepy.
It is because people should be talking normal instead they're whispering. Blah, blah,
so
blah.
That's what I want to do right now is some NLCast AMSR or whatever it's called. So I'm going to get in really close. And if you're wearing headbuds, now you know what it feels like. But I want to say puddles of tea.
And can you hear me still?
Puddles of tea.
This is weird. Puddles of tea. Puddles. Tea puddles.
It's just not the same when it's not a hot blonde chick. I don't know. It's
just not. Okay, apparently they have like genres of all sorts of ASMR. You know what mine would sound like? That put chills on the back of your neck.
That's right, boy.
Sorry, I apologize. Farts are not funny.
Mm.
They're hilarious. I realized I had nothing with which to soak up the puddles of tea.
Sorry.
I pulled a baby wipe and then realized it was too moist.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Insert evil grin.
Moist.
Yep. Make me okay. So, it was okay.
Okay,
all right.
I'm done.
That word should never be said. Thank you, Jimmy Fallon, for bringing it all to our attention. That that's a word that shouldn't even exist.
Yeah. Wait. I'm not done yet.
Moist. Ew. That just makes me feel dirty. You know it's really hot in my closet right now. And
okay.
I got some sweat on my back.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry I got it warmed up in there for you. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know that was your thing. I'm sorry. All right. You turned into a robot and flew away.
I turned into a robot. Okay. Here we go. I'm back to mommy life hack number 3. Okay. So, She tried the baby wipe and realized it did not do its job.
Yeah, because it's got liquid in it already.
Yes, it's too of that. It was at that moment superhero intro music.
Oh, I don't know that I have any. So,
there we go.
Okay,
I saw the clean diaper. I grabbed the second most useful mommy tool and placed it on the wet floor of my car. It began to absorb suck moisture like a wet vac. Before I knew it, I was ready to roll out.
Roll out.
Deciding then, yeah, I can see her just hopping in her car. It turns into Optimus Prime. You save me from being wet.
Transform and roll out.
Deciding then that there, then and there, deciding then and there to never travel without a clean diaper. Note, later that day, I remembered I had a microfiber towel in my trunk I used when drying the car at the car wash. I didn't feel so clever then.
So she's,
that was all in parentheses. I couldn't read that in a whisper.
That's fine. Before. That's fine. So she's decided she's going to have a clean diaper with her 24/7.
Right.
I mean, that's what we suggested on the show David was on. Just have a 24 pack in the back at any given time.
It's solid advice. I mean, I think maybe I'm going to hand some college students that are, you know, they're all heading off to college now. Yeah. I'm just going to give them diapers. If they don't use them, you know, eventually they'll have kids and they'll be so great.
It's a life hack.
That's an expensive. Yeah. Life hack. Number three.
Man, I wish
content.
I wish some of our shows had bonus, like some of our stories would have bonus content. That would be really awesome.
This one does.
Really?
It's like the gag reel, except there's not a gag, I don't think. But bonus content right here. I tried to wring out my tea as I was still thirsty. Unfortunately, diapers do not return what they have accepted into their
desk. Would you want them to? Really?
No, that's chunky tea.
It's been absorbed. Anyway.
I have to read what's in the parentheses. Okay. Though, okay, ready?
Okay.
P.S. Everything after the words bonus content was added per my hubby's request and is 100% false.
Thank God.
Yeah, because that would be so gross.
Imagine if you did get that one little drip out, just that one little squeeze drip from.
I think it would look like a brown Slurpee. Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway,
thank you, not Hannah, mom of boys.
I can describe what that one drip would taste like.
Okay, so
no, I'm just kidding.
I'm getting closer to my mind.
I was just gonna breathe on you.
So, all right, it's time for the recap song, guys. That is about time for this.
Hey, let's review this one more time.
Okay, to recap our top story.
A recap song.
Thanks for the recap.
Yeah. Oh,
hold on, I dropped my pick.
Uh-oh, did you drop it in the guitar?
Oh, I hope not.
It'll be a long night, folks.
Where's my pick?
You have to use your thumbnail.
No, I don't have thumbnails. I bite my fingernails like a weirdo.
Oh. Ugh.
Dang it.
I have a little tiny baby fingernail clipper on my keychain.
Yeah.
Because I used to bite my fingernails. It worked pretty good.
I quit and then I started right back up.
You know, they have sessions for those.
Really?
No, not the, they might. I don't know. Nail Biters Anonymous. I don't know.
I'm not giving up yet.
I have a pick right here.
You're a dork.
I'm a dork.
All right, I'm using a plastic water bottle cap
for a pick. Sweet. That's pretty ingenuitive.
Can you hear it?
Mostly. Yeah. Yeah, I can hear it. Okay. I can hear it just fine.
All right, so let me sing a song by request. John, okay. If you have anything.
I do. I would love to hear a couple things specifically.
Okay.
I don't have to name the tune, right? You've got the tune picked out?
Yes. Yeah. Just whatever you think I should sing about.
All right. I would love to hear maybe a little bit about Soggy Peanuts.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You can do it. I believe in you.
Okay. I was sitting on the couch with my friend. She had just gotten married about 2 days before then. And she had brought an over some leftover peanuts and placed them on my you call those things in the middle of the living room?
Table? Coffee table?
Coffee table. We were chatting about the bills and who was gonna pay them.
Yeah, like you do.
And I grabbed a bag of peanuts and I ate them.
That's good. It's good.
I swallowed hard because they were weird, and I asked my daughter to get over here. She was grinning. I knew there was sinning. I knew I had to find out what was going on. She said, I sucked those peanuts. I took all the salt off. I sucked those peanuts so hard that the salt came out from the inside. Everybody was looking the other way, and I grabbed a bunch of stuff off the table tray, and I sucked all of that salt out of the peanuts.
Oh.
Out of the peanuts and into my mouth. Out of those peanuts.
Where'd they
now
go?
They went down south.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, not so true. I spit them right back up, and I spit them right into that party favor cup.
Hershey
and then
cup, yeah.
You just swallowed my saltless peanuts.
That was good.
Well, thank
that
you.
Was really good.
I don't think so, but thank you. Thank you. Not all the recap like songs are anointed. Some of them are just annoying. So what next? What you said two things you wanted to hear about.
I would love to see if you could maybe somehow craft a song with the new word that you crafted earlier, masculoids. They don't have to be your masculoids. You could sing just about masculoids.
We have to recap the story.
You got to recap the story with masculoids.
Well, Jen and Jay wanted to eat. They like going to Subway.
Johnny Cash.
I thought I was ready to go, but I was a little too late. I walked out there with my jacket on. Didn't feel nothing weird as I crossed the lawn. Got into my car with my kids. Walked up to the Subway and hid my masculoids inside my coat.
Don't share them with nobody.
I ordered my food. The lady man behind the counter, I'm sure, was rude. Cause that's just how they do it at Subway. My sandwich artist didn't tell me I was underdressed. That's okay, I wasn't impressed enough to show my breasts. Oh. So I went and sat down with my kids at the table. And then I took off my coat, but I wasn't able to sit because my kids' eyes grew three sizes. And what do you know? I was full of surprises, at least two that I was aware of. My masculoids were floating way above where they should. They were out, they were there, they were seen. They were brown, they were round, they were not very clean. And I knew that my kids would never be the same, so I hid them back way, and my tidbits the same. And now I am ashamed. Every time I'm undressed, I get asked if we're going to Subway, and then I say nay.
Nay, nay, nay.
My masculoids get in the way.
Way, 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 way.
I say no at a Subway. Hey, 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 hey. I'd rather have hemorrhoids than masculoids.
Ooh. Ouch.
I think that's a good place to stop.
That's a good one, man. I can totally hear. I was going to say Johnny Cash doing a cover of it, but I don't think he'd be up to it at this point. But somebody would, maybe Keith Urban or Charles Mueller.
Yeah. Let's just throw it off on them. Those poor guys.
Masculoids.
Well, you know what that means? It's time for the show to end. Yay! Oh, it went by so fast. Hey, send your stories to james@nlcast.com, or you can call 209-5-NLCAST. You can also email sound clips to james@nlcast. We like all kinds of stories, bike crashes, open wounds.
No, not a big fan of those, actually.
Middle school drama stories, whatever's going on in your life. If it annoys you or embarrasses you, it's probably good for the show. We used to have a phrase on the show that said, I'm going to call it a show. And that's exactly where it came from. That story show is the website. But you can find even more shows like this at nlcast.com. NL as in nobody's listening.com. Follow us on Twitter at NLcast. Review us on iTunes or wherever you found us. That would be awesome. If you want more great shows, like I said, nlcast.com. Thanks to our patrons for your support. You guys are awesome. Thanks to all of the listeners who have hung in there and listened and paid attention in the chat room. And thanks for all the folks that paid for my wonderful birthday desk. It is awesome, and I love all of you so much, even those who wanted to give and couldn't. But I want you to do this for me, John. Remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, gross, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, because it'll make a great story for that story show. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.
Love you. Hey, guys, the show's over, so now I can make some announcements. Basically, we need listener intros. You know those little things at the front that say, hey, I'm Scrubby such and such, and you're doing something, and you're listening to Nobody's Listening. Which, what does that make you? You know, that, or actually, it's that story show, so we don't get those jokes anymore.
Yeah, if you send a Nobody's Listening one, you're going to be right out.
Yeah, you're never going to make it in. We like those. We also like stories, so send those things in. Here's a suggestion, and I'm going to put a post about this up. If you go on your phone, and if you have an iOS phone, you can go to Recorder and record your message on that. And it's much higher quality than what you're going to get through the phone number. And then you can send that and share that with james@nlcast.com. If you're on Android, like I am, you are probably going to want to use, it's called Smart Recorder. It's free. And you can just hit the big red button in the middle, make your message, and then save it. And then send it to an email address. You can share it with anybody, actually, if you want to. But james@nlcast.com. Yeah, it's a great way to send in higher quality voice clips, because that's been my only complaint, especially now in this day and age. 10 years ago, it was miracles that we had voicemails at all. But so do that. Send it before you call the show. You got your phone in your hand. Might as well send something really nice. And yeah, you might be able to even trim it up or re-record it, you know, because with the phone call thing, you only get one shot, man.
And right, you can add your own.
It cuts you off at like 3 minutes too, which is a good thing. So don't send me a book. Just send me a story.
Could be awkward. But make sure your masculoids are covered.
Oh, I'm never going to live that one down, am I? Me or my people. So.
See, I wasn't even going to think of that one. So good job. Beat me to it.
All right. So that's our, I think that's all of our, that's it.
We have a question from the chat room. What is your preferred audio file type?
We'll take MP3s because they're small and they ship very well. One thing I didn't mention on the show, and I wish I had, was that, is this the same sun that got on our NLcast Minecraft server and burned everything to the ground?
Yep. The one who kept digging holes in places, and then you had to drop the ban hammer on him.
Yeah, it was your character, though.
Yeah, he's playing as me.
He cracked into your account, and he just burned and pillaged and blew things up.
He never knew who it was. It was him.
I shut that server down because of that incident. We had a good little community. And your son. Your son.
No.
I couldn't. I didn't know how to run a server. I should have had a backup. It's all my fault. I just love rubbing things in.
Well, I thought you reset it. You reset things.
And I did, but it reset a lot of stuff. Like a lot of stuff people had built went away.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of just stopped.
Yeah, the momentum got the right. Sales got.
That's it.
Yep.
It's okay now though. Now I know. Right. He has a habit of this, John. You gotta nip it in the butt. I mean, in the nuts. I don't know. D's nuts.
D's. Okay, go take care of D's. Oh man.
Maybe just change his name. I mean, like for real. For like a whole year, just call him D's.
D's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.